Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. We're up to episode number 39. We are into June, and I want to make sure all of us do something special, make some sort of plan for this summer so that we have something to keep us going those other 9 months of the year. I just think it's so vital. We can't just work. You know what we have to do? We have to make sure that we just put our feet in the sand. We connect with nature. I love watching my dogs roll in the grass. There's probably something that really means summer to you. Maybe you have a traditional trip that you go on, a little vacation spot. Maybe you go up to Canada. To me, nothing says summer like jumping in an outdoor pool. And swimming outdoors is truly one of the greatest joys in life. Of course, that's my humble opinion. In the summer, we eat popsicles and roast marshmallows. We can go out in a boat. We can look up at the stars. We can barbecue a hot dog, play tennis and golf and fish outside. Maybe our street has a block party, have corn on the cob, visit farmers markets, go on garden walks. Our kids have summer jobs and summer reading. Summer is such a great time to just take a break from the rat race, to connect as a family, to be more physical, to ride your bike, to learn a new talent, and maybe discover a new friend. As I mentioned, nothing means summer to me more than swimming outdoors. And this Saturday, June 11th, 2016, is Laps for Nat. It's simply a way to honor Natalie Lewis. And all you have to do is jump in a pool and swim. It's something Natalie so loved to do. There are no requirements. You can swim one length, or you can swim 1,000 lengths. The fun part is posting pictures and videos on social media, hashtagging it Laps for Nat. That's LAPSFORNAT. And you can do it anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world for that matter. And it just shows that all of our hearts are in the same place at the same day, that we're doing something good because we are alive and we can do something joyful, like jump in a pool and swim a few lengths. Who cares if you do doggy paddle? Swimming is just so beneficial and such a wonderful thing to do. It is such a brilliant idea. It's so simple. Laps for Nat. It was started by Mary Adams, who is an alumni swimmer at the University of Richmond. And again, it's just if you are alive, you have the ability, just jump in a pool on Saturday, June 11th. And it's just a great way to think of those of us who have gone before us, who have made our lives better and richer. And in this case, we're thinking of Natalie. But you can think of whoever it is in your life who maybe you lost, and you can do something beneficial for them. Swimming is just that kind of exercise. It's fun. Your body is weightless. It's obviously easy on the bones. It's so refreshing and invigorating. The best part about swimming is you cannot bring your computer in the pool. No, you can bring those big pink flamingos and those big colorful noodles, but you cannot bring a computer. You can't bring your phone either. So you can escape emails and text messages, and you can escape all sorts of interruptions about the election. You can free your mind. Your body is weightless. It's an escape. It's a chance to play. It's so good for your lungs. It's so good for your muscles. It's just a wonderful thing to do. So this Saturday, June 11th, I don't care what the body of water is. And if you don't have a pool, maybe take a bath. But it means so much for me to have you swim laps for Nat. Thank you so much for swimming. Thank you so much for the swimmers out there who got this started. Thank you so much for living your life with goodness. Thank you for being a giver out there. And thank you so much for honoring those who have gone before us. And thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, poodlewalker1, on Twitter, poodlewalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.